Welcome to Axiom's Data Guru podcast, where data experts share wisdom and insights around high-value audiences and all things data. I'm your host, Scarlett Burks. I'm excited to welcome Linda Harrison, Director of Digital Strategy at Axiom, to the podcast today. Welcome, Linda.
Thank you, Scarlett.
Today, we're going to talk about a fun topic of how our work and personal lives blend together these days, Linda. And tell us about the new audiences that we have called work-life audiences, imagine that, that Axiom and Dun & Bradstreet have put together.
Yeah, this is a great offering. Something we've really needed in the B2B space is to understand not only their work, their firmographic information. How big is the company they're working for? What's their sales volume? What type of industry are they in? But also things about them as a consumer, right? I don't want to just target any old CEO. I want one that drives a certain car or in market for a certain car because I want to target them specifically for something unique and not that everyone would have. So we're able to bring the two worlds together. We blended the DMB file with Axiom demographics based on contact information. So now we have the whole experience for the consumer, right? So anything you could dream of on the consumer side of the house is now available for digital use, combined with the firmographics of their work experience.
So give me some examples of how an advertiser is going to use that information to seek out new opportunities.
Right. So I've had clients that are looking for nonprofit companies that the associates at that nonprofit are into certain hobbies or interests because they're trying to get them to come to an event of their own. So they're trying to do cross-pollination. I've had people going after in market for certain vehicle or have over a certain amount of income. If you're having a lot of clients that you want to say, I have a golf event for one group, a tennis event for another. This is a great way to balance out the two sides of the house.
Right. So if I'm holding a fundraising bike race, then I can find those small business owners who might not only participate, but perhaps sponsor my event as well.
Exactly.
All right.
So today we have things like how big the company is, the title of the business, the consumer at the business, years in business, sales volume, all those types of things. We don't have everything that DMB has to offer yet, but we're working on those. So it's a little bit limited to start with. And as we see need for certain things, reach out to the Data Guru team, and we'll work with our team to add additional functionality as we move forward.
Are there any particular issues around the ethical use of data in terms of bringing these two data sets together? Or how did we address that?
Right. So we've used contact information. We used our ability to understand a consumer across name, address, email address, phone number, and brought together. So I know that I sometimes use my work phone number for things for my personal life, like I'm waiting for the car company to call me back. So I give them my work extension, not my cell phone, or vice versa. So we're able to cross-pollinate the two worlds is how we brought it together. Mm-hmm. And then also email addresses, contacts, names that are unique, you can bring together very easily that way. But because we're contacting these people in a privacy-compliant way, and we're giving them offers for marketing purposes, we're not offering them credit or things like that. It's a privacy-compliant way, unique in the marketplace, to bring together your home and your work information. So it's a great way to really think through unique ways to target not everybody in a business, but the people that really matter to you. People who like Dell computers that are procurement officers would be the first ones I would target if I was Dell, right? Versus I know that somebody likes Android phones. I'm not going to go after them with an iPhone offer, right? So that's how you can get to the right people for the right thing across your business and your personal.
And have you seen that particular industries are more interested in this than others, or is it across the board?
I'm getting pretty good results for going after specific titles like the C-suite, the decision maker, small business owners. Those are always my most popular. And then going after certain verticals like hotel, travel. Think about trying to go after, you know that I'm going to be staying at your hotel, but now you can tailor my experience by knowing that I prefer spa versus going out on an adventure. So now they might upgrade my room, give me a free spa or a manicure, a pedicure, things like that, because they know things about me that I didn't put into my profile, but now they're offering things that make sense to me instead of the fine dining opportunity or money off of drinks or something like that. So that's how hotel industry, lodging, car could do the same thing. So are you interested in economy on your vehicle? So the first thing you'd be offered is green type things versus the sports car. So that's how the hotel travel is really using it today.
Okay. And flipping topics just a little bit, that kind of tells me how I could market to you if I can bring together your work and personal lives. What about if I know more about your location or location patterns, what could I do? What can Axiom offer me in terms of audiences there?
Well, so Axiom has some great new intent and signal information just available. And we've got information about the consumer journey. So where do they visit and search for things? Beauty, cosmetics, hair care, women's clothing, men's clothing, early tech buyers, bargain hunters, luxury. Those are all in that consumer journey type. So if you visited and searched, it's all about your mobile phone, where it's been, what you've searched for, what you've purchased on that phone, right? Mm-hmm. Then we also have who's in market. So in market for auto intenders. So we have every type of vehicle for intender that you've been out on the lot at a dealership and what dealership you've been at. So we have the overall, I've been out to many lots, right? And then I've been at the Acura or the Ford dealership. I've been to the Volvo dealership. So you can then target. Now, a lot of times that auto dealer knows you've been there, right? Mm-hmm. They've had people jump out of the car hidden on the property.
Exactly.
And they've approached you, mm-hmm. right? But the other places don't know that I've been to the Acura dealer. Well, now Lexus can come after me and try and target me for a Lexus instead of that Acura.
Right.
Right? Or a used vehicle, mm-hmm. a pre-owned vehicle. Mm-hmm. Then we've got shoppers. So again, these are people who visited certain stores. So we have predictive models that say you're most likely to prefer one brand versus another. Well, now I have known data based on geolocation to say, I've seen this phone mm-hmm. at this location. I've seen it at Banana Republic. I've seen you at a bridal store. Mm-hmm. I've seen you at Victoria's Secret. So I have more than the signal information about your things that you like and other things we know about you to do that. I have actual intent data that you've been physically in the store. And then I have an enthusiast, right? So those are people that have been at that location two or more times in the last 30 days. So these people really like or go to that business, right? So I fall in the cost conscious group. Mm-hmm. And we have some specific options like Dollar Tree, TJ Maxx, those types of bargain type stores. Then we have the luxury goods. And I'm sure, Scarlett, that's where you're spending your free time, is at the higher end luxury goods stores, department stores. And then I think we both kind of hang out at those vintage places, right? We like to get a little bit quirky. We like to find the unusual, maybe go to a rehab store and get something that no one else has. So we've got the four types again: the consumer journey, where they visited and searched, the in-market, and the shopper, where we've seen them at those locations, and then the enthusiast, that we've seen them multiple times in the last 30 days. And these all have really good scale. So I really invite everyone to try these audiences out. Mm-hmm. They're going to be flying off the shelves. They've got
flying off the shelves.
They've got, you know, brand specific and then overall as well. So that if your brand isn't on there today, mm-hmm. we can either get that brand in the future based on need, or you can do the overall brand, overall category instead.
Mm-hmm. I'm pretty sure they have a bell that goes off over the door at TJ Maxx when I walk in, like, she's here again, she's here again.
A little clicker, maybe.
Yeah, yeah, there you go. Well, those sound like some great ways to help us to put together audiences and really deliver some relevant marketing to folks out there. So thanks so much for being here today, Linda, and giving us the scoop on those.
Thank you.